This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. So Mark McGwire finally admitted what many suspected for years, that he used steroids while playing baseball. And while the information may not be a surprise, the intent and what he intends to accomplish by all this is something of a mystery.
I'm not here doing this for the Hall of Fame. I'm doing this for me, to get this off my chest.
Joining us now is Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway sports contributor. This is a huge story for Mark McGwire and probably a huge milestone in the so-called steroid era. Why do you think Mark McGwire came clean now?
I think it partly has to do with his, I think that there is some truth in the fact that he wanted to get this off of his chest. I mean, he's been carrying this. He said he started using steroids in 1989. He came into the league in 87. He hit 49 home runs as a rookie.
So, I mean, he's got a record already.
He was a talented young man. He was a lanky, talented young man that exploded over time. He was caught up in the steroid era. So I think what he was trying to do was play a little interference because he wants to get back into baseball. So it seems as though this is a condition for him to get back into baseball.
Now, his emotion does seem genuine, but if we're talking about an orchestrated deal here, basically he's a batting coach for the Cardinals.
And that's the rub here, because Tony Russo wants to bring him on to be a hitting
right.
coach for the Cardinals.
And his sort of obscurity, since he refused to actually come clean about steroids, he actually took the fifth or pleaded silent in front of Congress.
Correct.
And has not mentioned anything, has actually been a little bit surly about the whole thing when people have tried to contact him.
And the interesting thing there is that when you talk about cheating and you talk about baseball, his lack of admission in that with that glare on him is similar to Pete Rose when Pete Rose was asked repeatedly over and over again. So you wonder.
Did you bet on baseball? Did you bet on baseball?
Exactly.
Right.
And he said no for 10 years, 12 years.
Right.
And so you wonder, is Mark McGwire in that territory where he seems as though he's almost indignant about his situation.
Is Mark McGwire looking at the A-Rod situation where A-Rod came clean? I mean, maybe not completely voluntarily. It was a story that was broken, but then he did come clean, and his career seems to be intact. There will be an asterisk after his name to a certain extent. But then there's the Roger Clemens alternative model, which is fight this to the bitter, bitter end.
I think, to me, there's a couple of things at play. Major League Baseball is also at fault here. In 1994 to 1995, there was a strike season that ruined baseball for that time period. Attendance in baseball parks was down. People were sour on baseball in general. Greed was the name of the era. Then in 1996 and 97 and 98, these guys, the Bash Brothers, Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, started hitting balls longer and farther and harder and more frequently than it had ever done before.
And it caught the imagination of the entire nation.
Precisely. And that filled the seats and created new stadiums and created a whole new generation of baseball fans. We were not complaining about it when they were hitting home runs. When Mark McGwire hit 70 home runs in 1998, no one said anything. But you could see all the signs were there. He was bigger. He had the telltale signs of being a steroid user.
But it's not our fault.
I would say
it's not our fault
for living
that dream.
That's funny. There's also something at play for sports writers. A lot of the sports writers that didn't call this out, that didn't push this and say, what's really going on here? This seems a little inflated. And Mark McGwire goes from this lanky guy to this huge beefcake guy.
Well, he holds the record.
He's admitted that
he used steroids. The question is, will he get in the Hall of Fame, and what's the future for Mark McGwire? Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, lots more to talk about, but thanks for that.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.